KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, sea 7 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots in the evening, becoming variable 10, seas at 5 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with rain and snow showers. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, north winds 30 knots, becoming northwest 15 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 after midnight, seas 5 feet with snow and rain. And Wednesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today northeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today north winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas at 7 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s, north winds 10 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow after midnight, lows in the mid-teens to lower 30s, light winds becoming southeast 10 to 15 after midnight. And Wednesday, rain and snow likely in the morning, then snow and rain likely in the afternoon. Rain may be heavy at times in the morning, snow accumulation can be up to 4 inches, highs in the 30s, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:56 a.m. at 7 foot 2 inches, a low tide at 11:43 a.m. at 1 foot, a high tide tonight at 5:58 at 5 foot 6 inches, and a low at 11:06 tonight at 2 feet. Your sun rose at 8:47 this morning, and your sun will set at 8:52, giving us 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a chilly winter night in interior Alaska, a pack of wolves is feasting on a moose kill. With full bellies, they begin howling. Wolves eat well when they've made a kill and may gorge themselves until they can barely move. A wolf can eat 20 pounds of meat in a sitting. Some of the largest wolves weighed have had a stomach full of recently eaten meat. An average wolf in Alaska is 100 to 110 pounds for a male and about 90 pounds for a female. In the winter of 2024, a pair of Fairbanks trappers caught the largest wolf they had ever seen. On a certified scale, the wolf weighed 149 pounds. Its stomach contents weighed only 6 pounds. This is a huge wolf. Wildlife biologist John Birch captured and weighed 180 wolves in his career in Alaska, and only 6 were bigger than 130 pounds. Fish and Game biologist Mark McNay weighed more than 300 wolves in his career in Alaska with similar results, a few in the 135 pound range and one at 143 pounds. Many of the stories of wolves topping 150 and even 200 pounds are largely unverified, and many are likely myths. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Tim Rocky. Tribal leaders from St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea say they're living with the toxic legacy of Cold War military installations on their island. Last week, they took their complaint to the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Toxics and Human Rights. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Vi Wakai works with the Alaska Community Action on Toxics. She said at a Washington, D.C. press conference that her family lived at the most contaminated location on St. Lawrence Island, the Northeast Cape, for 5 years when she was growing up.
I'm a cancer survivor. I've had 3 miscarriages. I'm 66. My mother had a stillborn child after me. Heart disease, strokes, diabetes, and cancer. Her name was Delawari. I want to say their name.
Sandra Galagergan from Savunga says her father and his brother salvaged building materials from the Northeast Cape and, unaware of the contamination risk, built a cabin.
And we stayed there every summer, not knowing. My father and his brother always worked and camped together. And then they both died of cancer 3 months apart.
The Yupik people of St. Lawrence Island have PCB levels in their blood up to 9 times higher than the average in lower 48 communities. Alaska Community Action on Toxics recognizes that much of that is not attributed to the military, but says research shows that those who live near the Northeast Cape have higher PCB levels than residents of other parts of the island. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spent more than $130 million to clean up the island and considered the work largely done a decade ago. The Army Corps says it continues to monitor and review the sites and expects to do so indefinitely. The complaint is now in the hands of the UN Special Rapporteur, an independent expert. He can't order a cleanup, but his work could add pressure to the federal agencies. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The government of British Columbia filed legislation last week that would permit the province to levy tolls on vehicles between the lower 48 and Alaska. The Alaska Beacon reports the bill does not automatically impose fees on vehicles traveling to and from Alaska, but would allow BC to do so if U.S. President Donald Trump continues to escalate what are seen as threats and unjust tariffs on Canada, according to a statement from the Provincial Ministry of Transportation and Transit. The bill is expected to advance in the legislative process no sooner than March 31st. You're listening to Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection. Weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Tim Rocky. For decades, dozens of rural school districts have been asking the state for money to fix a range of serious health and safety problems. Only a small percentage of that money has come through. After KYUK and ProPublica launched a project last week highlighting the public health and safety crisis inside Alaska's rural public schools, lawmakers on the powerful Senate Finance Committee discussed some of those issues last week. KYUK's Emily Schwing reports.
Superintendents like Southeast Island School District's Rod Morrison are finally feeling heard by state lawmakers.
Excuse me for 1 minute. I brought an item I'd like to show you. You'll see that it almost caught on fire.
Morrison lifted a large light bulb from a plastic shopping bag and showed it to members of Alaska's Senate Finance Committee during a regular meeting in Juneau. The top of it was covered in burn marks.
So this happened in 6 of our gymnasium lights, and it was obvious the fire suppression system was not operable.
Morrison's district has made at least 17 funding requests to the state for financial assistance to replace the fire suppression system in the school at Thorn Bay, a small community northwest of Ketchikan. Senate Finance Committee co-chair Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel, said leaving conditions as they are will likely result in litigation.
I would assume that we're on the brink of another Casale 2.0 coming to us that may be more costly to the state than if we came forward and tried to do something about the condition of these schools.
Casale was a successful lawsuit brought by a group of Alaska Native parents back in 1997. They argued that Alaska's education funding system violated its constitution and the Federal Civil Rights Act. In 2011, a judge agreed and ruled that the legislature had to find a more equitable way to fund infrastructure in rural school districts. KYUK and ProPublica have spent the last year visiting rural schools, and we found the same kinds of conditions that spurred the case: leaking roofs, failing heating systems, and broken sewer lines. State Education Department Finance Manager Lori Weed told lawmakers on Friday that Alaska just does not have the money to invest in its school maintenance backlog.
I would say that our schools throughout the state, regardless of whether they are rural or urban, are likely not in a properly maintained state.
This year, rural and urban schools have requested nearly $800 million for construction and maintenance from the state. That stands out to Senator and Committee Co-Chair Bert Stedman, a Democrat from Sitka.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One thing that concerns me, I think the administration has requested zero deferred maintenance.
Yes.
But zero. And isn't there an airplane in there that's requested in the capital budget somewhere?
There is.
So my concern is the priorities of the request to the legislature are questionable.
Senators didn't make any final financing decisions for schools on Friday. Several noted they were unable to ask follow-up questions to Education Department staff because the Education Commissioner was absent, and her staff left the meeting immediately after they made their presentation. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Schwing.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Yeah, starting on this hour, we have a little bit of Morgan Wallen with Wasted on You. And then Imported from Austin, I put the wrong thing in there. Anyway, Luke Holmes is after Morgan Wallen with Cold as You. And then Chris Young with Kane Brown with Famous Friends.
Strong, but when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets to burning, lean back on the bourbon. So as hell can't keep leaning on you. Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault, yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone, three seats to the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you. Like I'm learning.
honey. All of these sorries, I don't owe you, honey. All of these miles on this Chevy and present a pew. All them days I spent wasted on you. Wasted on you. Wasted on you. Wasted on you.
You know, I've seen guys like you in here before. You're not the only lonely one.
It's a jumped out joint off a back road, a blinking window sign with an arrow. Gravel lot chock full of toolbox trucks, making their happy hour way home. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. They got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke heart fool on an old drinking beer almost as cold as you. A bunch of good time numbers on the stall door, a picture of you on the dartboard. Them cinder block walls ain't ever been clean, still ain't as dirty as you done me. Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. We got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. Yeah, I do.
and she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
Young band with Crazy Girl. Now we have Reba McEntire with Somebody's Chelsea. After that, Carrie Underwood with See You Again, and then Gretchen Wilson with I Got Your Country Right Here.
yesterday next to me on a westbound plane. He said, I was married 60 years. I swear it feels like she's still here. Then he took out her picture, staring at that black and white. The tears filled up in his eyes. I said, you were a lucky man. He said, I feel like I still live. When he told me your name, I heard myself say, I wanna be somebody's Chelsea, somebody's world, somebody's day and night, one and only girl, a part of a love story that never has an end. You know that's what every woman wants to be, somebody's Chelsea. About their first date and her father's doubts. He said, even as her hair turned gray, she still took my breath away, and that never changed with time. That's when I closed my eyes. I wanna be somebody's Chelsea, somebody's world, somebody's day and night. Somebody's Chelsea, somebody's world, somebody's day and night, one and only girl, a part of a love story that never has an end. You know that's what every woman wants to be, and I want to be somebody's Chelsea. Somebody's Chelsea. Somebody's Chelsea. will see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I will see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again. Oh, 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 till I see you again. Oh, 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 till I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 till I see you again. Said goodbye, turned around, and you were gone, gone, gone.
Charlie Daniels, Carolina. The devil went down to Georgia. Nothing could be finer. Midnight Rider, Allman Brothers Band. Country ride, a little bit of rockin'. I got your country ride, deep fried southern. I got your country ride. Grab a beer, pull up a chair, 'cause I got your country ride.
I'll turn the reins over to Reba McEntire, one of the best. We have a duet with Skip Somebody here every other weekend. Then we have I Keep On Loving You, and then the night the lights went out. It's all by Reba.
Every other Friday, it's toys and clothes and backpacks. Is everybody in okay? Let's go see Dad. Same time in the same spot, corner of the same old parking lot. Half the hugs and kisses there are always sad. We trade a couple words and looks and kids again every other weekend.
Every other weekend, with very few exceptions, I pick up the love we made in both my arms. And it's movies on the sofa, grilled cheese and cut the crusts off. But that's not the way Mom makes it, Daddy breaks my heart. I miss everything we used to have with her again. Every other weekend. But I can't tell her I love her.
I can't tell her.
Cause there's too many questions and ears in the car.
So I don't tell him I miss him.
I don't tell her I need her.
She's over me. That's where we are.
So we're as close. We might ever be again
every other weekend. Every other Saturday, first thing in the morning, I turn the TV on to make the quiet go away. I know why, but I don't know why we ever let this happen. Not to do it all day, not to do it in every other weekend.
Every other Sunday, I empty out my back seat while my children hug their mother in the parking lot. We don't touch and we don't talk much, maybe goodbye to each other. Then she drives away with every piece of heart I have. I reconvince myself we did the right thing again every other weekend. I can't tell her I love her.
I can't tell him I love her.
There's too many questions and ears in the car.
So I don't tell him I miss him.
I don't tell her I need her.
She's over me. That's where we are.
So we're as close as we might ever be again
every other weekend.
Yeah, for 15 minutes, we're a family again.
God, I wish that he was still with me again. Every other weekend.
That's what my mama always said. Faith is the belief in something more than what you know. That's what the good book says. You gotta play the cards you got. Who knows what fate is holding? At times you gotta go without knowing where you're going. That's why I keep on loving you. I keep on loving you. Through the valley, don't leave. Never will again, and I promise to. I keep on loving you. Lord knows we've had our share of fights, our sleepless nights, our ups and downs. We've had plenty and then some of baby I'm gones and turnarounds. Sometimes I swear it might be easier to throw in the towel. Someday we're gonna look back and say, look at us now.
Yeah, we'll have Reba take us all the way to the top of the hour here. We have No Fool at an old game, and then For My Broken Heart, and then my favorite one by Reba. She's really looking at blues on this, and a piece called Take It Back. Great piece. Here's Reba McEntire.
You sure know what you're doing, holding me this way, and I'll go where you lead me, anywhere you say. In mind, I'm a new fool at an old game, a kid out of school trying to find my way, but I'll never rule. Last night I try to put my scattered thoughts in place. And it takes all the strength I've got to stumble to the coffee pot, the first of many lonely mornings I have to face.
you sure